Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hour two of the Chris and Amy show. And at 10 o'clock on Fridays, we visit with Scott Jagow, who is the host of Total Information AM. And on Sunday, you hear Three Good Things, Roaming St. Louis, and Chat with Stumac.
Plus Johnny Rabbit. Hancock and Kelly.
Yeah.
Ackerman on sports. Good show.
Well, I think you really wanted to vent today, did you not?
I would like to vent a little bit.
You may.
I had to suffer through that game last night. Bills, Texans. The Texans have a great defense. Let me start there. They do have a great defense. It's probably the best in the NFL. And it was tough. That place is a house of horrors for the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
I know you're not, but it really
is. I'm sorry. I fell in love with Josh Allen, so I do feel sorry.
He is 0-4 in Houston, starting with a 2019 playoff game, his first playoff game, which was a wild game. Bills should have won, but he did some crazy Allen, back in the sugar high Josh Allen days when he would do crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. He's back to doing some of that now, by the way. Kind of just throwing the ball over the place, lateraling it or whatever. Last night, his offensive line was terrible. He sat 7 sacks, and I don't know what to say. 2 weeks ago, we beat the Chiefs in Buffalo, looked like Super Bowl contenders. Then we lose to the Dolphins. Then we beat the Bucks, Super Bowl contender. Then we lose to the Texans. Hmm. It's been a roller coaster of a season. I don't know. The NFL in general, to me, is just a roller coaster this year. Last night, one of the officials got hurt.
Yeah, saw that, like Achilles or
looked like Achilles. Like, missed that. Like
just running through the end zone.
Right. So that was the referee. He gets hurt, and they bring in this guy to replace him who looked like he was 112 years old. honestly, he did. I thought he was like one of the prison guards from the Green Mile.
Yeah.
When he actually spoke, he sounded like he was 100 years old. I have a big problem with the officiating in the NFL, especially this year. It's been really bad. And I'm not saying against the Bills. I'm just saying in general, objectively, this stuff. Yeah. One of the main problems for me is the NFL owns the officials. What other sport does that? They used to be independent. It's such a conflict of interest, and it just feeds the conspiracy idea that the games are fixed.
Well, I thought they were owned by the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, that's another story. They're partly owned by the NFL, partly owned by the Chiefs. Mm. Now, seriously, though, I really do. Actually, seriously, they are probably. But we'll save that for another day. I heard Pat McAfee was talking about this the other day. And what's his name? Bruce Arians,
yes.
Who was the coach of the Bucks and Colts and whatnot. He says that the NFL needs to fix this and fast. It's a big problem. Mm. His suggestion is to take former players and train them to be officials. Who better than a player who is on the field and understands what's going on than these guys who are geezers and half part-time teachers, and it leads to a terrible product.
I would
product.
Like to see a bunch of former offensive linemen as officials.
Maybe safeties. I was thinking
okay,
more like
okay,
safeties.
Okay, that makes sense.
Cornerbacks. Or no, seriously, they could have a program, and you know, obviously the pay would make a difference, but can you imagine a former player? Some of them would probably love to be on the field again, participating in the sport.
I don't know if you want to be on the field just to get booed.
Well, they're used to that.
You know?
They're professional athletes.
Yeah, I guess.
I know you have a big problem with the officials this year.
They've been Look, my team is getting all kinds of bad calls, but I'm just telling you, they've overcome.
They've overcome.
Which one's your team again?
No. Oh, which one's my team? Come on.
The Vikings? Is that it?
All right. Get
this
serious.
This guy loves Aaron Rodgers.
Get serious. Hey, did you see this? Do we have the Dave Tobe audio? The special teams. Oh, for the love of God. The special teams coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, because President Trump had said so. He went to the Commanders game. That's right. A couple of weeks ago, and said he did not like the new kickoff rules. And the new kickoff rules are the players line up just a few yards apart instead of being at opposite ends of the field and then running full speed into each other. It's a safety thing. And so it's limited concussions in a very big way. And he, the president, criticized it, said it was stupid, didn't like it, and went on and on about it. And somebody asked Dave Tobe, the Chiefs special teams coordinator, about that.
President criticized the new kickoff rules when he was at the Washington game. What's your reaction?
He doesn't even know what he's looking at. He has no idea what's going on with the kickoff rule. So, I mean, I take that for what it's worth. And I hope he hears it.
So, to my knowledge, the president has not gone after special teams coach Dave Tobe.
He hasn't had time yet. He'll find time to
get to the important issues.
This all caps loser special teams coach. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how football works.
He's going to file a $1 billion lawsuit against him, of course, for slander.
Probably.
No, actually, when I first saw two things. When I first saw the kickoffs, by the way, it was last year that they started this.
Yeah, it wasn't
this
year.
It's not new. So that is kind of embarrassing that the president just noticed that they've changed the kickoff rules.
Actually, Scott, let me just say, I would prefer he not know anything about it. Yeah. I'd prefer he just focus on important stuff.
Right, that's true.
It's tough enough to get him to do that. So I'm just happy that he didn't know about the rule.
When I first saw it, I was like, ugh, I don't know if I like this. So visually, maybe that's what he's basing his impression on. But after a couple of games, I'm like, this is fine.
And players are getting hurt.
There's been some fun returns, kickoff returns for touchdowns, and it's safer. I don't have a problem with it at all. I've gotten used to it, and I actually like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Again, fewer people have gotten hurt, and there were a lot of injuries on special teams in the past, and a lot of concussions with special teamers in the past. What else you got for us this weekend?
Well, Stu and I are talking about the KMOX 100th anniversary, and just he brought in the old timey microphone, so it sounds great. I mean, I don't think
one that's been out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we used that for the chat with Stumac, and he just talked about some of the people he met yesterday, people that he had known about but had never met in person, and just talking about the different eras of radio. We have a good time.
We actually think that Stu might be from the 1940s.
Yeah, no, he is.
He's a time traveler.
He really is. I mean, his favorite movies are like from 1928, and he's got a book collection you wouldn't believe. I mean, not that that has anything to do with his age. He is a book nerd, though, and he has all these games that he collects. He's definitely an interesting character. That's why I love having him on the program.
I love Stuart McMillan. Yeah. He's great.
Fun. So then everything else going okay? What I noticed is, for longtime listeners, you had a sling with your arm, but you seem to be moving around.
Full range of motion.
Full range of motion without an issue.
Full range. I'm still pain. It's still painful. I do physical therapy quite a bit, and it's getting better for sure.
Glad you did
it. 12 weeks. Okay, that's a tough question. Oh. Here's what I would say. I'm glad I did this and got it through it, but hell no, I'm not doing my other shoulder.
Yeah.
Rotator cuff.
Oh, no,
I'll just
let it
grin and bear it.
Yeah. You'll be
okay. I'm not going through this
you'll be okay.
Stuff again.
Well, Scott, we're glad you're doing better.
But thank you. Thanks for asking.
And I think I feel good about Josh Allen and the Bills. I do.
I thought that after the first touchdown last night, I was like, you know what? I think this team can go to the Super Bowl. Then about 4 minutes later, I'm like, this team isn't even making the playoffs.
No,
they stink.
No, I feel good. They're going to listen. I'm a Blues fan.
It's a rough season.
If there's
season.
One thing I can do, it's hold out hope.
Well, I'm a Sabres fan.
What happened last
night?
Even
worse.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah. They haven't been to the playoffs
what
in 15
happened last
years.
Night? They got a point, Ronj. That's what
point?
Happened last night.
Did they blow a lead? Or?
Well, I can't remember. That's like, I don't know.
Did
I don't,
they blow a 2-0 lead again?
What is the deal?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
They have such a good coach, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe
Montgomery
he should start
is good.
Skating.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
These players need to start getting it in gear.
There's a disconnect.
Something's wrong.
There's a disconnect sometimes when you have a good coach and the player, you don't know who it is. Watching the Bills right now, I don't like the coaching. I don't like the play calling. But then some of the players, one of our guys, Keon Coleman, our top draft pick last year, he's missed like 3 meetings. He's not playing right now. He's lazy, and I don't
That's
understand.
Too bad
if
because
you're a professional
he was
athlete.
He seemed like he'd be a fun guy, too,
he
when
had
he got drafted.
Yes, he's a character.
I don't know what happened to him.
But now he's just lazy and not showing up to meetings, and I hate it.
All right, Scott Jagow, best of luck to your football team.
Whatever. They're going to be fine.
I'm happy for you.
The Bills' trajectory is up.
The Bears' fool's gold.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of football, we do have our no-prize pick'em challenge today at 11 o'clock, and our celebrity picker is Bob Carpenter, former Cardinals broadcaster.
How about that?
Just retired. Retired from calling Nationals games. So Bob Carpenter on the show going against Ian from Manchester. Scott Jagow, Roaming St. Louis, 3 Good Things, Chat with Stu Mack Sunday morning.
6:30 to 9:30
on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and we go to the KMOX newsroom. We visit with reporter Sean Malone, who has an update for us from the Sheriff Alfred Montgomery trial, which was postponed. and it's back on, and it was fun, I heard.
Yeah, it got really interesting yesterday. And,
so fun
some
or interesting? Which one?
Yes, especially after the first day was very much a lot of rehashing the same things that have been covered ad nauseum by us in the news media and all the other media outlets. There wasn't anything new in the news of day one. Okay. But day two got interesting. There was quite the exchange between the judge, Judge Stephen Omer, and former judge, attorney for the sheriff, David Mason, where, to provide the context, one of the high-ups in the sheriff's department was talking about how he was retaliated against for talking to the feds, how that only got worse when he went to HR because a disciplinary hearing was called that was going to be run by David Mason. Now, during the cross-examination, Mason was like, but that meeting never happened. That disciplinary hearing never happened, right? To which the major said, yeah, it didn't happen because I argued with you for half an hour, had nothing on my record, and said, and there was no reason for it. Then he said, I wasn't going to it anyway because I don't trust you or anyone on that disciplinary board. Now, then the cross-examination with Mason started to get personal, with Mason kind of defending himself the entire time. And it boiled over when Judge Omer just lost patience about the line of questioning from Mason, again, being about Mason, not about the sheriff, to which Omer started shouting at him, saying, who is this about, you or the sheriff? This doesn't help. If you want to represent this man, referring to the sheriff, do so. You're defending yourself.
What?
It was,
so the
was a jaw dropping moment. Yeah, the
from
judge
the
from the bench shouted that at David Mason. And keep in mind, this is a bench trial. So that judge is going to be calling the shots at the end of the day, whether or not his client, Alfred Montgomery, gets to keep his job.
So wait, why was David Mason defending himself?
Because the line of the way it kind of just played out was this disciplinary hearing that Mason has insisted provides enough insulation for the employment actions that were taken against the three employees who were retaliated against at the heart of the federal felony counts. If you recall, there was the burner phone phone call where XYZ got to go, these three people. He was apparently the major that was testifying, one of those three people, and he was supposed to go to a disciplinary hearing, and, you know, after arguing with Mason, it didn't happen, but still felt he was retaliated against. And Mason, you know, kind of got annoyed that he said, I don't trust you or anyone on that disciplinary board, which even the judge in the federal case kind of alluded to that you're defending him in court while at the same time heading up this disciplinary board that's making employment decisions against people that are witnesses in these cases. It could very easily be retaliation if you're A, defending him on one end, and B, making these employment decisions on the other end.
So did the sheriff do any hollering?
No. The sheriff has been quiet the entire time, whispering to his attorneys, writing notes. You know, he's coming in his suits and shackled up as well. You know, he's got just, you had asked, I think, why only one of his hands is unshackled. That's why he can still write notes with his right hand. That's why only his left hand is handcuffed to the chain around his waist.
That's protocol?
To
have that many cuffs?
I've never really noticed it one way or another. I believe so. I'm trying to recall some of the other trials that I've been to, whether they've been that handcuffed. Part of it is we've got a different perspective without there being a jury. We're actually sitting in the juror's box. Yeah. So we've got a better view from up a little bit, looking down towards Montgomery and everyone else on the floor, as opposed to a regular trial when jurors are in the juror's box. We're in, you know, the rows, you know, where everyone else in the public can sit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I was concerned, but we were a little focused on the shackles because it seemed like this is a nonviolent criminal.
White collar crime, you know, isn't like it?
I'm not saying I don't know that he's a criminal that hasn't been proven or anything, but he is out on bond.
He's not on bond at this point. He is detained for this as well. So, you know, there are U.S. Marshals sitting behind him with their backs against the wall. I wouldn't feel right doing this, but I would love to pick their brain and see how much they knew going in. Hey, what are all your thoughts on what you're hearing today about this? I don't know if they're local to St. Louis or where the sheriff is being held, but I would love to finally hear an outside looking in perspective that hasn't heard any of this, that's hearing all of this stuff for the first time. I imagine it's got to be a little overwhelming and confusing.
Not the most important thing, but did the sheriff take any notes?
Yeah, he was writing things down, passing notes back and forth to his attorneys, because these people are testifying in some cases about their interactions with the sheriff himself. In fact, that was a key focus of a lot of the testimony we've heard so far, is centered around the sheriff's detainment of Deputy Jail Commissioner Tammy Ross. And so, you know, a lot of the questions are around, what did you say to the sheriff? Did you say anything to him before that? And that was another key bit of information from the major that sparked that exchange between the judge, Judge Omer, and David Mason, the attorney for the sheriff. Is he said that before Alfred Montgomery detained Deputy Commissioner Tammy Ross, he said he was going to have her arrested, to which the major said, no, you can't do that. And basically, the sheriff said that he was going to anyway and went ahead and did.
Is she present at the trial?
She was. She testified on day one. She was actually the first person who testified. And there was one line from her that so far the defense has said proves their innocence. And that was before Alfred Montgomery had her handcuffed. She said, so cuff me. And they think that's now grounds for a detainment, that if you just say it, then it's okay. Like, she actually wanted
consent.
To be cuffed. Yeah.
She gave consent to be arrested.
Consented to being detained potentially illegally. I don't know how strong of a defense that's going to be, especially in the greater context. Like, if you're just reading the transcript, that's one thing. But she kind of said it in like a defiant tone, from how she described it. Like, you know,
I think that'd be obvious to anybody hearing that comment.
You know, almost like if someone's getting into, like, you know, in your face, something like that. So hit me. Like, you don't actually want to get hit by that
person.
And if you
get hit, they're still get in trouble.
It's still assault.
The implication from the sarcasm is that you can't.
Yes.
Like, that's the whole point.
Right.
It's not a defense.
And so that's what they're hanging their hat on so far. They said that after day one of the trial. They didn't talk after day two.
She told us to arrest her.
Yeah. Remember the meme?
She wanted to be cuffed.
Was it from like the last 10 years, the meme of it's a news story, local news, and they put the graphic up and it says something like, what are you going to do, stab me? Quote from Man Who Was Stabbed.
Have you seen that? Yes, I do.
That's what that feels like.
Quote, so cuff me, woman who was cuffed.
Well, anyway. So what's next?
Day three of the trial continues today. So curious to see what more witnesses need to come. There's a chance this goes into Monday of next week, but there's also a chance that it ends today. David Mason, after yesterday, kind of hinted that there's a chance it ends today. So after that, I don't know if we're going to get a decision from the bench from Judge Omer. He could easily decide, once closing arguments are done, that his mind is made up and he just wants to end this already. And that's kind of a sense we've gotten at various points, that he's just tired of all the drama that he's been pulled out of retirement for, keep in mind. Mm-hmm. so I think he's, you know, I could see him making a decision from the bench. He might take some time to weigh on it, though, look at some of the evidence that's been introduced by both sides a little bit more in depth, and then make a decision at a later date. So, yeah, we'll see if today is potentially the grand finale for your sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, officially as sheriff of St. Louis.
Keep us posted.
Will do.
Sean Malone on the Chris and Amy Show. Winterfest is coming back, and we are going to talk to Sean Malone. Hi, Sean. We're going to talk to Ryan McClure, the executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation. That's next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's damn near Christmas time, you know. Sleigh bells ring. And that means it is almost time for Winterfest, which is coming up starting tomorrow through January 11th. And it is happening right here in downtown St. Louis. To talk about it with us is the executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, Ryan McClure, with us on KMOX. And Ryan showed up without weeds, but I'm not going to dwell on it. We're just going to move right on. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Chris and Amy.
Yeah. In case you don't know, I want the weeds on top of the Millennium Hotel.
Yeah. Context is important.
It is very. I should let people know in case you're just tuning in.
Not weed.
Weeds, because the building is being torn down.
It is.
Actively, and there are weeds up on that roof that I want.
And we will, as we said earlier, take those weeds, replant them. You guys came up with a great idea to propagate them. We're going to propagate the weeds and have some on our roof and also in Studio B.
That's right. So Winterfest coming up starts tomorrow, Ryan.
Yes, it starts tomorrow. So this is really exciting. This is the 10th year of Winterfest. So thinking about how far this event has come since we first did it in 2016, it's pretty amazing. It's really become a holiday tradition for St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be able to come down and be in a festive environment and ice skate in the shadow of the old courthouse and the Gateway Arch is pretty cool.
Right,
I mean,
there in Keener Plaza.
People think about, Rockefeller Plaza and how iconic that is, but they don't have the Gateway Arch. So,
it's because we have it.
We have it. Yeah. It's ours. So really, really excited about it. And Saturday is a huge day for the kickoff. It starts with a 5K at 7:30 in the morning. You can still sign up for that. That's our fifth year of doing that. And then the ice rink will be open after that. Then you've got the Thanksgiving parade that is going to happen at 2:00. And then you have Festival of Lights, the tree lighting, and the kickoff of Winterfest Saturday night. So it's going to be a full day of activities.
Now, as you mentioned, there are some things that are traditions every year, but there is a new destination point within Winterfest this year, correct?
That's right. We have a 2,000 square foot lodge within Keener Plaza that has been built.
Okay.
I mean, go check it out. We're really, really excited. Winterfest is presented by Bank of America and Worldwide Technology, and then Greater St. Louis Inc. Is sponsoring the lodge at Winterfest, and that's going to be activated every day that Winterfest is open, and it's heated. So, I mean, it's just a great new amenity that people can take advantage of, and it's going to be programmed throughout the season. So definitely come down and check that out. I'm glad you mentioned that's a new thing that we have this year.
Yeah, if you weren't expecting it and you showed up, you'd see the lodge and be surprised by that because it's new.
It's sizable. I mean, and it's got windows that face the ice rink so you can watch people ice skating if you don't want to ice skate.
I'm glad it's sizable because I think there's nothing more embarrassing than a puny lodge. You don't want a puny lodge at your Winterfest.
No.
So you've got a big old lodge.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, in all seriousness, you mentioned the different events that will take place throughout the day. For instance, If you want to get your picture taken with Louis of the St. Louis Blues, that's from 4 to 4:30.
Yep.
And then Fred Bird will be there from 4 to 5 p.m., so you can get some Christmas photos there. But then also the Salvation Army Tree of Light ceremony begins at 5:30, and I will be downtown because I'm so honored to be this year's Red Kettle Campaign Chair for the Salvation Army.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. So we'll be pretty excited to celebrate that campaign. And I love that this is all the big part of the big kickoff. Like you can make it a full day, a full evening with the family.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many partnerships that go into making this day happen, right?
Yeah.
And you're a part of one of those main those partnerships with the Salvation Army. But you know, lighting that tree at Winterfest that's a huge moment in our holiday season, right? It's a big, substantial tree that is in Keener Plaza for the season, right next to the old courthouse and the arch. So I mean, it's really iconic, and we're just proud to be a major part of that day.
All the information on Winterfest, archpark.org/winterfest. And we know that this is, we're always talking about, Amy and I specifically always talking about events in St. Louis, getting people downtown. It's tougher to do than, you know, it was maybe 20 or 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. But how much impact has Winterfest had on downtown?
Oh, it's a huge impact. I mean, you know, our programming every year is bringing a $10 million economic impact to downtown St. Louis. And a large part of that $10 million is Winterfest, because it lasts for 6 weeks. And we're even expanding it to be to go into to coincide with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. So, and, you know, on our highest year, we had 70,000 people come down for Winterfest. I mean, that's a huge deal. I think it goes to show that when you do quality programming that's family friendly and safe, which all of our programming is, people will come down. And the one thing I would tell your listeners is, if you haven't been downtown in a while, come downtown now. Come down on Saturday, experience it. Come down anytime during Winterfest. It may change the way that you think about downtown. And that's really important. Another thing I just want to mention is that everything that we do because of philanthropy. We have to raise a lot of money every year to make things like Winterfest happen, and the community can get involved and make it in supporting that. So we'll have an annual appeal coming up at the end in December, and where you can be a member of the foundation, and that your funding goes directly to support things like Winterfest.
You know, we work downtown, obviously, technically, Olive and Tucker, right? Right there at that corner, we see the Soldiers Memorial, the beautiful library. But even when I make my way just a little bit east, just a couple blocks east, I'm still I catch my breath when I see the arch and the old courthouse. I actually just emceed an event at the Hyatt downtown, like right there on the arch grounds or near the arch grounds.
Yeah.
And I walked out. And I looked left, and there's the arch, like just an unobstructed view of the arch. And then I look right, and there's the old courthouse.
Right.
And as I was walking back to my car, I turned around, and the sky was so blue, and you could see the arch, and you could see the old courthouse. And I took a picture that looks like a poster or looks like something I should frame. And that was from my parking spot on the street. And I think, you know, it really is a beautiful city. And I was showing, of course, all my family and friends, look at this picture I took. Right. And they said the same thing. It's pretty gorgeous when you walk around and look at the architecture and that whole footprint of the Gateway Arch.
Yeah. I mean, we have amazing assets in St. Louis in general, but downtown specifically. I mean, there is nothing else in the world like the Gateway Arch. Mm-hmm. And it is ours. It belongs to St. Louis. It is a national park, which we're very proud of, but it is undeniably St. Louis's calling card to the world. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of momentum that goes on around the arch, whether it's Winterfest and just everything on an everyday basis. And this community has shown what happens when you invest in that one thing that represents us to the entire community. With City Arch River, the renovations we did back then, and what we're continuing to do, investing in the Gateway Arch makes sense and pays dividends.
We have also spoken a lot about the Millennium Hotel site. I'm talking about the weeds, but it is now in the process of being demolished, yeah. And it's going to be a painstaking process, not one of those, you know, implode the building and it falls right. down all in one right. swoop. But so now that this has begun, what's the timeline on it and, yeah. and how's it going so far? Because it just started, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, last week we started demolition on the Millennium, but we had been working on abatement of the asbestos and the mold and all the toxic chemicals that are in there. And Spiritus Wrecking, our contractor, is doing an amazing job. So it'll take roughly 2 years to get that site mm-hmm. leveled. But what is really exciting is this is definitely a milestone in the life of this site, but the trajectory of downtown St. Louis. This is something to believe in. This is happening because the private sector, Gateway Arch Park Foundation, our board, our donors, and the city of St. Louis, the public sector, work together to solve a problem that has been plaguing that part of downtown for 11 years. And it's time for that to change. And it is changing. Come next baseball season, 40,000, I'm going to say 40,000 yep. fans at Busch Stadium are going to watch that tower come down before their eyes. And that is something to believe in.
Yeah, and for people who don't know what was going on, it was owned by yeah. an entity in Singapore, right? And they just rot because they had no interest in it.
And we had a texter suggest that we use some of the Rams money to buy a high rise in Singapore
and load it up with asbestos
and just let that sit there. See how they feel
yeah,
about it.
That's, yeah. you know, let's not be vindictive.
No,
you know?
Let's be really vindictive. Screw Singapore yeah. if they're going to do this to us.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. We are, all joking aside, we are taking, and when I say we, I mean this community. Because we can't do this project without the community, without private support, without the generosity of people donating to our organization. But this is about this community taking our destiny in our own hands.
Yeah. yeah.
This site is under local control for the first time in 27 years. And that means St. Louis is going to have a role in what happens there. And that's important, and I think that's probably what needs to happen on a lot of other problem sites in downtown St. Louis.
Well, I am going to, and just now as we're talking about it, I'm going to donate. I'm going to propagate some of those weeds, mm-hmm. and I'm going to send those in a box to Singapore. Will it get through customs or no?
I don't think you can send
to that company, the company that owned it.
No, plants are a problem.
Like, this is what you left in our city, you jerks.
Declare it. Like, do you have anything?
I hope they go out of business.
These plants.
I hope everybody who works there goes out of business and has to find new work.
Hey, I will say this, though, because as you mentioned, we're going to watch the building come down. Mm-hmm. And the whole, I never cease to be amazed by the trades, by construction, by every level of taking things down and yeah. building these up. Because if it were up to me and you said, Amy, you have to take the Millennium Hotel down, I would say you can't. It's full of asbestos. It's full of mold. Look how tall it is.
Yeah.
It's going to knock other things over.
Right.
We're stuck with it. And yeah. it just blows my mind. I mean, I'm being somewhat facetious here, but yeah. not really. Whether you're watching a residential home be built mm-hmm. or an entire development, I do love construction. It, you know, for all the talk about you can get an English degree, which we need, of course, I get it, but if I looked at a set of blueprints, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, nobody knows what to do with that.
What do you do with blueprints?
There's like five people total.
How do you look at blueprints and build something?
Well, Spiritus is doing an amazing job, and it does. It's daunting, right?
Yes.
The whole project is daunting, whether it's tearing it down or what's going to come in its place with Cordish Company's amazing vision for that site. But I think as a community, we've shown throughout our history that we can do daunting things.
Yep.
The arch being there, the creation of the Gateway Arch is a perfect example of that. We can do bold things. We can do courageous, imaginative things. It's in the DNA of our community. I think along the way, we may have forgotten that. But we can do it, and it's time that we be proud of what we can do as a community, celebrate that, and think big.
Speaking of tearing down, and I am not endorsing this at all, but I don't know if you saw, I'm assuming you did, that a couple of weeks ago, the Action Network did a survey of sports fans in Missouri, and 11% of the sports fans in Missouri said they would see the arch destroyed for their team to win a championship. Did you see this? And I'm guessing you would advise against that.
I I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
I don't really they're trolls. Address that. They're bitter fans. And
11%. It's higher than I would like.
Well, no. Yeah, but they also would give up their, like, obviously the Royals or give up the Blues. Or like they had, it was full of stupid answers.
Yeah, so I mean, what would you say to that, to these people? Ryan?
You don't have to address anything.
You do.
I don't. Thank you, Amy.
No, you do.
Here's what I'll say. I'm gonna go back to what I said earlier, which is this community has... cares deeply about the arch because and it as evidenced by City Arch River Project was still to this date the largest private investment in a national park project in the history of the country. It is also the only time in history that voters in a local jurisdiction have voted to tax themselves to make improvements to a national park. That's all I need to know about how much people in this community care about the arch. And if you want to us to keep doing things like Winterfest and keep doing things like the Millennium Hotel, become a member of Gateway Arch Park Foundation today. Go to archpark.org.
Archpark.org/Winterfest to learn everything about Winterfest, which does get started in Keener Plaza tomorrow in downtown St. Louis. Looking forward to it. Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you all so much. I always enjoy it. Appreciate it.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
All right. I don't know if you saw this, Ranj, but a recent report by the Public Interest Research Group found that some AI toys, there's all these AI toys now, like let's say you get a teddy bear that has an AI little computer in it so it can interact with kids. They are quick to discuss inappropriate topics with the kids. So OpenAI, whose chat bot GPT-4.0 that was used to power a Singapore-based Folo toy, and it was a teddy bear. But they had to suspend their relationship with the company after researchers were pretty easily able to get the toy maker's teddy bear to discuss sexual fetishes, and give instructions about like finding knives and lighting matches, which is super dangerous and morally inappropriate. And so OpenAI suspended their relationship with this toy company. So now a consumer advocacy group, Fair Play, is issuing warnings saying, if you have any toys that are AI enabled, get rid of them. You can't trust them. We don't know. It's one thing to have the doll where you press the stomach and...
Well, it has like five sayings.
Pamela, and it goes,
pull a string.
Hi, how are you? Not that. Just AI. Stay away from AI-based toys because these are serious concerns.
Well, you're also going to want to stay away from the Peeping Tom in Manchester. Are you familiar with this?
No.
This is a story from Fox 2. People at a Manchester apartment complex are worried after a video of an apparent Peeping Tom was posted on Nextdoor.
Like doing... How was he peeping? What was he peeping at?
Pebble Point Apartments in
Pebble
Manchester.
Pebble Point Apartments Peeping Tom?
Yes.
That doesn't sound real.
He probably picked it for the alliteration.
the Peeping Tom picked Pebble Point Apartments.
So the community has responded after a video was posted on Nextdoor, and they are looking out for another in the moment.
There was one in Clayton years ago. Remember
I remember there was a guy.
He would climb windows and hang onto the windows and peep.
So he's wearing a backwards hat. I remember that. Right?
I don't know.
Wasn't he? Thought he was. Yeah, well, but they caught the guy eventually. It took him a little bit.
It did. It took him a while, but you couldn't wear a forward-facing hat because he would hit the window. That's how close he was to the window.
If you're the Peeping Tom in Manchester, stop it. That's not nice.
Okay, also, quickly, the Trump administration is encouraging people to be nicer this travel season.
Oh.
Telling people, which
they need
I actually
to dress
agree
nice.
With, to dress nicer and to show some respect. And also be nicer to people, which I actually, you know what? I like that. Be nice to people.
Congratulations to Maureen from St. Louis who won tickets to see Pentatonix. We have another pair to give away, and we have tickets for Guns N' Hoses. We'll give those away, too. The football pick'em is coming up. Bob Carpenter, former Cardinals broadcaster, is on the show next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.